It's time for a new generation of leadership.
Nikki Haley's announcement video portrays her as the daughter of Indian immigrants who achieves the American dream by becoming the first female governor of South Carolina, and then as a warrior for American exceptionalism against Russia, China, and Iran while serving as Donald Trump's UN ambassador. She argues her relative youth and her background will inspire U.S. voters to return to the Republican Party.
Republicans have lost the popular vote in 7 out of the last 8 presidential elections. That has to change.
She's polling at under 5%, so it appears she's seizing the chance to make a name for herself before others enter the race. A frontrunner against Donald Trump is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He isn't expected to announce his candidacy until late May at the earliest. But after midterm elections suggested Trump's popularity among swing voters waning, there are plenty of others considering a run. And as in 2016, the more candidates that enter the primary race, the stronger the former president's position is as the Republican anti-Trump voter splinters. For Haley, the challenge is to appeal to a Republican base that is still solidly behind Trump while also opposing Trump.
I think folks love Trump, and he's somebody who people tend to be, especially the diehards, all in. But look, yeah, if she's able to make the case that I can take the things that are important to you, the issues and the policies that are important to you, but, you know, package them a little bit differently, and I've got a better chance to win.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Trump himself has reminded his followers that Haley had once pledged not to run against him, but he hasn't attacked her. Clearly, the bigger the field, the better for him. Haley hasn't yet made much of an impression on the Republican base, but she is a favorite among deep-pocketed Republican donors looking for an alternative to Trump. So she is likely to have an impact, although already there are whispers that ultimately it may be on the race for the vice presidential nomination in 2024. Shiha Bertansi, Al Jazeera.